Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy and Liam and Jalen. For this segment, we're broadcasting live from Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. We'll be here till 2 o'clock. Had a great time in the first hour with Nathan Carter and Lenny Craig and Davion,
yes,
who was asking some hard-hitting questions. joining us now, and Kobe Bryant and Xavier Watts are going to join us in about 20 minutes as well. Jalen Walker is here. Falcons
Bulldog!
Yes, sir. Very, very happy to have Jalen Walker with us here on the show. And Liam is here as well. 10-year-old Liam in his Grinch pajamas, looking awesome.
Yes.
Hanging out with us also. How are you, Liam?
Good.
Yes, Liam is sitting here chilling. Like I said, he got the awesome PJs on.
Yeah.
He has a secret Santa guy that he got a sight. He got him today.
Uh-huh.
He's got to give him a lot of love, right? Am I right, Liam? And then he magically goes away, right?
I'm actually 9.
Oh, 9. Sorry about that.
Oh,
sorry about that.
My bad. We don't want to age you like that.
That is rule number one with kids. Don't say the wrong age.
We don't want to age you, right? We don't
want to age you.
We don't want to age nobody around here.
9 and a half, maybe? Like, are we getting close to 10?
No, my birthday was last October.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, we're not even close to 10.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
happy belated birthday.
October 16th.
There you go. Yeah. He's right between mama, my wife, and my son. So, yeah.
My stepmom's birthday is October 15th.
There we go, man. There we go, man. So, Lim, because we were asking Lim, and we were getting, Lim likes baseball, right? Braves your favorite team?
Yes.
Okay. Then we asked you your favorite football team. And then I said, Georgia. And he gave me a look like,
I don't think
and
I'm
then he looked at mom.
Georgia.
He looked at mom. I looked back there at mom. Mom makes a face. I'm like, oh. Well, what team do you root for? So you're a Tennessee fan. Okay, that's all right. That's all right. You got two Bulldogs right here. So we'll forgive you. For that right there, all right?
I'll let you slide.
We'll let that slide right now, man, because we don't want no problems with
Lane. Tennessee every time you played them.
Yeah, I'm 3-0 against Tennessee.
And you hobnail booted them, so
yes.
I think you guys are fine
with
that.
We're pretty good on there. But, Jalen, how you been, man? How has the first year – because I think we talked to him after the draft, I think.
I believe so.
I think we talked about that. How is it? You know, the transition is going for you, brother.
Yeah, it's been a transition, you know, getting adjusted to my first year in the league, you know, like making that leap from college to the NFL now. You know, you go through those growing pains, you go through those adjustments, and, you know, I feel like I went through them well and having a good successful year for right now.
I would say so. Dealt with some injury a little bit earlier in the year. How are we feeling at this point?
Yeah, I feel good. We're going to that back half of the season, so we're just, holding up, you know, playing the best football we can.
Okay.
I got one question, because you've been doing this since Georgia. Where did the celebration thing come from? The walk with the arms.
You know, that's the last name. You know, the Walker. You know, it's always been a running joke.
Uh-huh.
It's me and my dad. Little incident back in elementary school. But the walk. I've been doing this since college, and, you know, that's just been my swagger.
Okay.
What was the incident? I mean, I'm interested now.
Yeah, you know, it was just a scenario I told one of the guys, like, my last name is Walker. You know, I'm good to walk. So, so we just, it runs from there. So.
Okay. All right. Because I was like, is he still did that? because he did a whole lot in Austin.
In Austin,
I was like, we saw a lot of that.
Well, we've seen a lot this year too, which we're happy to say. Now, one of the fun things about this day being here and getting to talk to you guys and having the kids be a part of the show is the kids have questions too. And I know Liam has some questions that he wants to ask. So the floor is yours, my friend.
What's your favorite food?
My favorite food is chicken. I can't eat chicken any time of the day. Lunch, dinner, breakfast if I could.
Does it matter what kind? Is it fried?
Grilled? I try to be better, in life now. So I go a little baked chicken, grilled chicken in there. So.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Bone in, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
No chicken nuggets. Woo,
my man. appreciate it, Jalen. Yes, sir. Thank you very much, man.
A boneless chicken wing is just a chicken nugget.
Yeah, it's a chicken tender, chicken nugget, whatever you want to say.
That's all it is.
All right, Bulldog, we good now.
Yeah, we already
like it. Yeah, we good right now. What else you got, Liam?
What's your favorite song? What's your favorite song?
Favorite song?
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, man.
Well, I've been here all, this morning at the Children's Hospital singing Christmas carols with some of my teammates. So right now, I guess it has to be Jingle Bell Rock.
Jingle Bell Rock.
Yeah,
okay.
We performed that a couple times upstairs, so I feel like that's our number one hit single right now.
Are you leading the pack when it comes to this?
Yeah, we try to make a good group collective effort when it gets to coming and singing, so.
Nathan Carter had like the baritone.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. He took over upstairs. So he took.
Is he trying to outshine everybody?
He's trying to.
Yeah, he's trying to outshine. He's trying to outshine. Liam, what is your favorite Christmas song?
Let It Snow.
Let It Snow.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
hold on. What version? Well, I probably don't know that about all that. Boys, the Men version.
It's the real one.
The real one.
The real
one. That's the one he likes. Okay. Don't we try to tell him his.
Yeah, I tried to put it. The Boys, the Men.
What's
one,
your
right?
favorite Christmas song?
Oh man, my favorite Christmas song is the song that plays one times a Christmas Eve. Temptation, okay, Silent Night. I mean, it's just
hard to beat.
It's on repeat. And then Stevie Wonder.
This
Christmas, yeah.
Not this Christmas, though.
He's got a whole
– Yeah, he got a whole catalog.
Yeah, he got a whole catalog.
Oh, my gosh. It's driving me crazy. I'll get to this.
Okay.
Day. Yeah.
I like Ray Charles.
Oh, Arai.
Oh, is it Ave Maria or something? No, that's not it. I don't know what that's called. Ave Maria.
Oh, like Ave Maria? But listen to it, how Stevie sang it, man.
No, it sounded –
Stevie sang it. Woo, boy.
You sounded a lot like Stevie.
I know, man. Oh, yeah. You know.
But, like, not blind. You sounded like deaf Stevie.
Yeah, let me tell you something, man. Hey, y'all think Steve blind. I mean, won't you? They say Steve is a hell of an air hockey player. But
because I know you guys – we were talking when Jalen sat down that you guys had sung Jingle Bells, Jingle Bell Rock, Santa Claus is Coming to Town,
right,
and a bunch of different stuff. And you guys got the cool Christmas light necklaces and all that.
To,
the Santa hat.
With the Santa hats, the LED bulb lights on our neck, jerseys, repping, so we're prepared.
What's the decoration situation like at your house?
Right, so my mom was down maybe 2 weeks ago, so of course I got the decorations. We got the trees, we got the ornaments, we got the garland, lights on the house. I feel like we're pretty festive this year.
Good.
Are you going to like leave it up like after Christmas?
Oh, no. We take it down.
Y'all take it right down after?
I'm taking it.
When does it have to be down by?
Let it go through New Year. That's about when you take it down, about that time, that first 2 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so Liam, Christmas is coming up. Now tell us this. What is on Liam's Christmas list? Huh? What do you want for Christmas?
This guy?
Yeah, I like it.
They have elf pets.
Elf pets?
Oh, I already got one upstairs, so I need two more.
What kind of pet does he have?
They have like a reindeer,
an
Arctic fox, and what's that other puppy's name?
Like a polar bear, maybe? Oh, a dog. Oh, it's got a dog. Okay.
Nice.
Okay.
Because
nice.
He's sitting here. He's got the elf on the shelf.
Yes.
There.
The elf on the shelf.
Yeah.
Still don't know what or when it came to.
Whatever beautiful person thought of it, man.
Did not have kids. that is a single person thing right there.
What animal do you have? You have the reindeer already?
Yes.
Okay. And you're looking for the Arctic fox.
And the dog.
And the dog.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Do you want to ask Jalen another question?
Sure. What's your favorite dance move?
Ooh.
Oh. Great question. Great question. He's proud of himself on that one.
That was a good one right there.
That's a good one.
Man, dance move. I don't know. You got to give me a dance move so I can hit it during the game once I get a sack, man. I don't know.
What?
Moonwalk?
Ooh, the moonwalk. With cleats?
That's hard.
That's a long day, man.
That's a hard one right there when you think about the cleat.
You know,
part,
I might be able to hit the moonwalk with my socks, but, you know, that's not on the field. Man, those cleats going to get me stuck in the ground, man. What's your favorite dance move?
It belongs to Michael Jackson.
Uh-oh. Mm. What's a good place to start?
Okay.
It's the moonwalk.
Okay.
So
the moonwalk.
So you like the moonwalk?
Yes.
Oh, that's why you wanted to put it out there. Okay.
Okay.
So is Michael Jackson your favorite artist?
Yes.
What's your favorite song?
It's called In the Closet. I'm pretty sure you not heard that one.
You don't think... Hold on, man. What are you trying to play over here, man? I love Michael Jackson, man. You're nine. Make sure we get that. Nine, I got the coolest Michael Jackson action figure ever, man. So I love me some Michael Jackson.
I have like 30 stuff of him.
You got Michael Jackson stuff too? Oh man, yeah. Oh, yeah. Lynn, but we weren't cool before. We are all the way cool now, my brother.
I already got 30 Michael Jackson dolls.
We cool, man. You cool. Boy, you cool in the fan with me, man.
I think it's four.
Uh-huh.
Oh, he can't keep count.
I think got four dolls.
Jackson 5 has some good Christmas songs, too.
Yes, they do, actually. Yeah. Yes, they do. When Michael was tempted.
Young.
Yes. Young and tempted. Yes. When he was young and tempted and all those things. So, Jalen, obviously, the season, team-wise, win-wise, it's not going away. But how are the spirits? I mean, because, again, it's still professional. You still get to go out. You still have a job to do and everything like that. Coming off a disappointing trip up to New York City and everything like that, obviously got to get ready for a big opponent. Your mindset, dude, I'm talking about you yourself trying to go finish off the season strong.
Right. You know, we just got to keep pushing forward. We still got weeks to go and left in the season. And you never know within our conference, within the league. You never know what happened, might happen. We might slip here, slip there. But being in a competitive league, you see competitive teams everywhere, you know, and it's just what we have to endure and what we play in. But, you know, my mindset going forward, you know, is just to keep balling, making sure that we keep putting that first foot forward, striving for excellence.
I know we're going to get a chance to talk to Xavier Watson a little bit as well. A lot of young, I mean, rookie and second year talent on that defense.
Right.
I mean, obviously, you know, we mentioned the fact that the record isn't where you want it to be, but there has to be optimism about the future of that side of the ball with all the young guys.
Right. I feel like, you know, with the group we have, the rookie class, you know, my class, you know, I feel like we've done a great job, you know, being demonstrative in what we're doing, you know, having that best foot forward, you know, that translation from college over to the league, you know, it's great to see, and, you know, the success that all of us are having, you know, it's just great to have.
Now, last one for me, because Liam, him and his family, they are Tennessee fans.
Okay.
There is another classmate of yours, came in the same round, that is a Tennessee Volunteer.
Is
there a competition to get to the quarterback?
Of course. You know, there's always that competitive nature within the whole room, within the whole defense, the whole D-line. We're all hunting.
But, you know, I mean, that's your brother.
Right.
You love him. All right, y'all are definitely the future of that position here in Atlanta.
No doubt.
But he got you by one.
We won two combo.
Yeah, he got you by one set.
Five
no, we're tied.
Left.
We're 5-5.
I was gonna see if you.
Okay. Well, there's five games left. There's 5 games left. There's plenty of time to get to the quarterback. What happens Saturday? Do you think?
Saturday, oh, for the dogs. Mm-hmm. Oh, is he take care of business.
Damn right, Bunk.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
What? I didn't say.
Mercedes-Benz,
I didn't say either way. I just asked.
I don't like how you asked.
Okay. I'm sorry. Should have let Liam ask.
You're not as optimistic as we are.
I am optimistic. I think George is really good. Liam,
not a Bama problem.
Liam, thank you.
Thank you so much, my man.
Thank you so much. Sir. I know Liam's going to hang out. Liam's going to stay with us.
Okay, cool.
Because Xavier Watts and Kobe Bryant are going to come in and hang out with us as well. Jalen, thank you
appreciate
so much.
Appreciate you, my brother.
Yes, sir, appreciate y'all.
Stay healthy, man.
Yep, most definitely.
Jalen Walker, nice to hang with us here at Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. We'll take one last break and come back and chat with Kobe Bryant and Xavier Watts after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.